Blog Talk Radio.
Such as are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled. My steps had nearly slipped, for I was envious. Envious means to be jealous of the boastful. When I saw the prosperity of the wicked, for there are no pains in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, nor are they plagued like other men. Therefore, pride serves as their necklace. Violence covers them like a garment. Their eyes bulge with abundance. They have more than heart could wish. They scoff. Scoff means to laugh at or ridicule, and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. Loftily means to be speak proudly. They set their mouths against the heavens, and their tongue walks through the earth. Therefore, his people return here, and waters of a full cup are drained by them. And they say, how does God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who are always at ease. They increase in riches. Surely, I have cleansed my heart in vain. Vain means worthlessness or for nothing. And wash my hands in innocence. For all day long, I have been plagued. Plague means to be distressed and chastened every morning. Chastened means to be punished. Verse 15, if I had said, I will speak thus, behold, I would have been untrue to the generation of your children. When I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I understood therein. He's talking about the wicked. Surely you set them in slippery places. You cast them down to destruction. Oh, how they are brought to desolation as in a moment. They are utterly consumed with terror, as a dream when one awakes. So, Yah, when you awake, you shall despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was vexed. Vexed means to be puzzled or bothered in mind. I was so foolish and ignorant. I was like a beast, an animal, before you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold me by my right hand, and you guide me with your counsel. Counsel is advice. And afterwards receive me to your glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and the portion and my portion forever. Indeed, those who are far from you shall perish. You have destroyed all those who desert you for harlotry, and harlotry is prostitution. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all your works. And declare means to proclaim or tell about. I have finished reading to you from the third book of Psalms 73. Psalm 73 is the beginning of the third book of Psalms. The tragedy of the wicked and the blessedness of trust in God. See, let's have a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you for this beautiful, what appeared to be a gorgeous day here in Detroit, Michigan. This is a day that you have made, and let us sheep rejoice and be glad in it. Heavenly Father, I thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city, as well as chemical blessings. Thank you. I saw in the news that these children, a lot of people, had been chemically poisoned. Oh, Father, please don't let that happen again. Stop it. We come to you, Father, thanking you for sane, sound mind, for courage, excellent health, family, love, patience, education, money, prosperity in all things. I pray this prayer in your Son's name. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Sabbath is observed starting Friday evening to Saturday evening. You know, most of you know to have your New King James Version of the Bible, your pen, pencil, and paper. I want you to follow me. We're reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 30. That's where we will begin. Oh, before I get into reading Isaiah, I just want to say, if I haven't mentioned, this is my third year, August 11th, 2010. 2010 is when I began feeding God's sheep over television or internet. And right now, just over the Blog Talk Radio. So I'm thankful for God for giving me the courage to become obedient. Another thing before we start reading in the book of Isaiah, a couple of months ago, I told you, Sheik, that I want to follow the feasts of God, and that you'll find those in the book of Leviticus chapter 23. Now, I know that September is the month of the last three, the Feast of Trumpets, the Feast of the Day of Atonement, and the Feast of Tabernacles. I have not, I don't know exactly what those are, but after I finish reading the book of Isaiah in its entirety, then I want to go back and find out what those seven feasts that we are to celebrate. I know that September, we are, the last three feasts are in September. Let's read the book of Isaiah, chapter 30, futile confidence in Egypt. And futile means useless. Chapter 30, verse 1. Woe to the rebellious children, says Yah, who take counsel, but not of me, and who devise plans, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, who walk to go down to Egypt, and have not asked my advice, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore, the strength of Pharaoh shall be your shame, and trust in the shadow of Egypt shall be your humiliation. Humiliation means disgrace. Verse 4. For his prince, P-R-I-N-C-E-S, meaning more than one male ruler, were at Zayin, and his ambassadors came to Hanes. They are all ashamed of a people who could not benefit them or be help or benefit, but a shame and also a reproach. Reproach means disgrace. Verse 6. The burden against the beasts of the south, and beasts are animals, through the land of trouble and anguish. Anguish means mental pain or torment, from which come the lioness and lion, the vapor, the viper, and fiery flying serpent. They will call their riches on the backs of young donkeys. And let me read that again. They will carry their riches on the backs of young donkeys, and their treasures on the humps of camels, who are people who shall not benefit them. For the Egyptians shall help in vain and to no purpose. Therefore, I will call her Rahab, him Sabbath, that's the do nothing, a rebellious people. Verse 8. Now go, write it before them on a tablet, and note it on a scroll, that it may be for time to come, forever and ever, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children who will not hear the law of Yah, who say to the seer, do not see. And a seer is a prophet, usually supernatural, with supernatural insight, who sees visions of the future. So they don't want the prophets to tell them the truth. Let's pick up reading at verse 10 again in chapter 30. Who says to the seer, do not see, and do not, and to the prophets, do not prophesy to us right things. Okay, so they want deception. They want lies. They want fraud and trickery. Speak to us smooth things. Prophesy deceit. Verse 11. Get out of the way. Turn aside from the path. Cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Wow. Verse 12. Therefore, thus says the Holy One of Israel, because you despise this word and trust in oppression and perversity. Perversity means unacceptable behavior, and rely on them. Therefore, this iniquity shall be to you. Okay, so look out. Oppression is coming to you as well as deceits, because that's what you asked for back in verse 10. Verse 13, therefore, this iniquity shall be to you like a breach, and a breach is a break, ready to fall, a bulge in a high wall, whose breaking comes suddenly in an instant, and he shall break it like the breaking of a potter's vessel. And he's talking about Yah is going to break it, which is broken in pieces. He shall not spare. So there shall not be found among its fragments a shard. And a shard is like something that can hold, maybe like when the pottery is broken into pieces, you might look for a piece that can hold water or hold a coal, a lump of coal or something like that. Let's pick up reading. A shard to the fire from the hearth. So let me read verse 14 again so that you can understand what a shard is. And you know that a shard is a piece of broken vessel that can hold something. And in verse 14 is saying that when the vessel is broken, you will not be able to find a shard. Let's read again. Pick up verse 14. And he shall break it like the breaking of a potter's vessel, which is broken in pieces. He shall not spare. So there shall not be found among its fragments a shard to take fire from the hearth. And a hearth is the floor of a fireplace to take water from the cistern. And a cistern is something that holds water. Verse 15, for thus says the Lord God and the Holy One of Israel, in returning to the rest, you shall be saved, and quietness and confidence shall be your strength, but you shall not, and you said, no, for we will flee on horses, therefore you shall not flee, and we will ride on swift horses, therefore those who pursue you shall be swift. Verse 17, 1,000 shall flee at the threat of one. At the threat of five, you shall flee till you are left as a pole on top of a mountain and as a banner on a hill. God will be gracious. Verse 18, therefore, Yah will wait that he may be gracious to you. And gracious means to be kind and merciful. And therefore, he will be exalted. Exalted means that you're going to speak highly of him and you're going to praise him, that he may have mercy on you. For Yah is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. Verse 19, for the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. You shall weep no more. He will be very gracious to you at the sound of your cry. When he hears it, he will answer you. And though Yah gives you the bread of adversity, adversity means hardship, and the water of affliction, yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore. But your eyes shall see your teachers. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left, you will also defile the covering of your graven images of silver and your ornaments of molded images of gold. You will throw them away as unclean things. You will say to them, get away. When he gives the rain for the seed with which you sow the ground, so means the plant, and bread of increase of the earth, it will be fat and plenteous. In that day, their cattle will feed in large pastures. Likewise, the oxen and the donkeys, young donkeys that work the ground, will eat cured fodder. And fodder is food, and cured means to be medically treated, which has been winnowed. Winnowed means to be sifted with a shovel and fan. There will be on every high mountain and on every high hill rivers and streams of waters. And that day is a great slaughter when the towers fall. So I wondered if he was talking about the towers that fell in New York in September 9/11. Let's pick up reading verse 26. Moreover, the light of the moon will be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be sevenfold. Sevenfold means seven times, as the light of 7 days. In the day that Yah binds the bruise of his people and heals the stroke of their wounds. Judgment on Assyria. Verse 27, behold, the name of Yah comes from afar, burning with his anger, and his burden is heavy. His lips are full of indignation. Indignation means aroused anger. And his tongue like a devouring fire. His breath is like an overflowing stream, which reaches up to the neck to sift the nations with the sieve of futility. Futility means ineffectiveness and usefulness. And there shall be a bridle. A bridle is a bit in the jaws of people. You've seen that little silver part that you put in a horse's mouth, and on each side of that little silver part is a strap. That's what a bridle is. And let me read that again. And there shall be a bridle in the jaws of the people, causing them to err. That's going to cause you to stray. He can turn that bit or the bridle whichever way he wants you to go. Verse 29, you shall have a song as in the night when a holy festival is kept, and gladness of heart when one goes with a flute to come to the mountain of Yah, to the mighty one of Israel. Yah will cause his glorious voice to be heard and show the descent of his arms. Descent means to go downward. With the indignation or his anger of his with the indignation of his anger and the flames of a devouring fire will scatter. Scatter means to distribute loosely. Tempests are strong, violent winds, and hailstorm. And there was a hailstorm, I think, yesterday in a state called Utah in the United States of America. Verse 31, for through the voice of Yah, Assyria will be beaten down, who struck with a rod. And yesterday I saw the news that someone in Assyria had poisoned many people in that area, and that is so sad. And that's why you're going to be struck with a rod. Verse 32, and in every place where the staff of punishment passes, which Yah lays on him, it will be with a tambourine, with tambourines and harps, and the battle of brandishing. Brandishing is like shaking your fist and saying, you should not have done that. He will fight with it. Verse 33. The Tophet is a urn. And an urn is where you store ashes of the cremated. Let's start with verse 33 again. But a Tophet was established for old. When I get close to the end of the chapter, I start getting nervous. Verse 33. For the Tophet was established for old. Yes, for the king of it is prepared. He has made it deep and large. Its pie is a fire with much wood. And a pie is where you put a lot of wood and then you put the dead bodies on it and you burn it. The breath of Yah, like a stream of brimstone, kindles it. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, for me to finish reading chapter 30. We'll pick up on chapter 31 next time. I want to have a closing word of prayer, and then I'll tell you about my books. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, what appeared to be a gorgeous day. We thank you for keeping your constant protection of keeping the evil one away from us. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and for giving us our debts as we forgive our debts. In your Son's name, amen. Remember to take our Father God with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back next time. Now, there are a few books I want to tell you about. I want you to purchase How to Eat and Live Longer. Go to www.eatandliveelonger.com and purchase the book How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald Eadie. And then, of course, I want you to go to Amazon.com and get my two books, The Passing and The Broken Plant by Sondra Harris. You spell my name Sondra Harris, Harris. Purchase my two books. See you next time. Well, I'll talk with you next time.
of the road, and teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts.